be a part of the show, text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Nice beat there.
Very
what
hard.
Is that?
Passing Me by the Far Side. It's the samples Quincy Jones' Summer in the City.
I think. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck Getting Dirt and Gritty. I don't think it's that song, but nonetheless.
What are you eating?
Very, very difficult to diet when you work in radio.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've lost 11 pounds, though, since
proud of you. Yeah.
So for people who are following my progress, you only have about 50 to go, but today is definitely going to have to be a cheat day.
Yeah.
Of course, the guys from Bluebell.
That I got to get me some of that.
They just brought a truckload of ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't bring like two or three.
No, they brought two giant
tubs of
coolers.
Pints.
Yeah. Coolers of pints. I mean, no joke. There's probably about 20, at least 20 pints back there.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. They're probably 30
or
40.
They're closer to 20 each cooler. Maybe yeah. Closer to 40.
Yeah.
You should get one, Julio.
Do they have like a variety of flavors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This
I'm
one is called.
Leave the producer room for a second.
I heart.
Peek in there.
I heart cereal.
Yeah, I know. It looks like are there little bits of.
Little bits of all sorts of cereals in here. I mean, they wouldn't mention those names. They're probably not allowed to, but it looks like it's like.
Got like some fruity pebbles, maybe?
Fruity pebbles and corn pops and stuff like that in there.
Yeah. And is it awesome?
Yeah, I'm not going to do a show last hour.
You're just going to be eating ice cream. Yeah.
Because I never eat ice cream anymore.
I was going to say, yeah, you're not really an ice cream guy.
I love ice cream, but it'll
kill me. Yeah, but anymore. Like,
yeah, it'll kill me. But today is definitely a cheat day. So, sorry, I'm cheating today. Oh.
It looks amazing.
It's heavenly. I don't even want to look at saturated fat and everything else.
Yeah, no, yeah. But that looks fantastic. Mm. And also, while you were enjoying some ice cream, I enjoyed me some pizza. Big shout out to Matzo Pie. Thanks to them, Casper and Company, for dropping off some epic pizzas and focaccia bread for lunch today. Head out to Matzo Pie's Anchorage location for a unique dining experience. Also visit the Douglas Loop and Butchertown location. Stop in and pick up some 10-20 craft brews and discover the delicious handmade brick oven pizza that is Matzo Pie. Also very excited to announce incredibly generous of Casper and Company, but Matzo Pie is going to be the official food sponsor for our Bocce Day, our pitch in against cancer.
Cars and Bocce.
On Mother's Day at Lynn Family Stadium. Matzo Pie is going to be out there too. If you are interested in a team, email me, nickv@espnlouisville.com. We'd love to have you guys out there. How much is it per team? Is it, what, 700, I think? 300? 530? Take the ice cream out of your mouth. Oh, eight. It's 800 a team. Yeah, there you go. Sorry. You were doing it with two different hands. It was very confusing. It was like, I didn't think it was 350. I didn't think it was 35. I didn't think it was 53. That was.
The listeners were just like, all right, 700. Oh, no, 350. Oh, no, 800. All right.
Yeah, it was like a really bad segment of
like
Price is Right. It was like Price is Right there.
It's like that scene in Airplane.
15,000 feet, 10,000 feet, 7,000
feet. 9,000 feet, 6, what a blank.
I love that. That looks like very good ice cream. What's it called again? Bluebell Cereal Lover.
I love cereal.
Bluebell, I love cereal ice cream.
Not going to be able to eat for another 3 days after this, but it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely. And they gave us Java Shock. They have a coffee-flavored one in there. Gooey
what
cake.
Was, that's what you guys were raving about, the gooey. What was that one?
Like gooey cake. Let me go grab it. It was awesome.
You're going to eat on the air, too? That'll make this guy happy. He said, please eat on the air more. So
I'm gonna take a pint of the Java Jolt, I think.
The one on the left, I think, the cooler on the left is all Java Jolt.
Yeah. I love coffee ice cream. I think it's...
I do, too. It's good.
It's a very, very big
Northeast
thing.
Before I gave up coffee
thing.
To try and keep from killing myself.
All right, we're doing this.
Oh, my God.
In for a penny, in for a pound. We're doing this. On air. Julio, get in here. We're doing an on-air taste. This is very Gas Bags podcast-esque. We're doing an on-air taste test.
You love these damn things.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah,
it's
we
not
do.
Very nice, though. You're taking four tubs. It's not really nice of you.
Well, I'm only going to use a different spoon. We're gonna
Nobody's going to take
yep,
a
see, th- there we go. Right, Drew's way ahead. Right. Thank you, VP. Right. So that way, we each take one spoonful of each. Can you turn mic 3 on for Tanner? intern cowboy. Thank you very much. All right, so what do we got here? What do we got here? Pops, you got to participate in this too.
No, I'm eating mine. I give a 10 to this one.
You give a 10 to the... You're just not even... You're just chowing down on the I Love Cereal one.
I haven't had ice cream in probably a year.
All right, fine. Tanner and I will do the taste test.
I'll vote.
Okay, there you go. All right, so...
I don't have to use more than one, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know what? We're all friends here. Like we've all been vaccinated. We'll just, we'll reuse the spoons.
What are you going to do with the ice cream, though? That's got 3 scoops out of it. You expect somebody to take
it? I'll take it home. You know my ass will take it home. All right, so we're starting off here. Jeanette and I ain't scared. Bluebell ice cream, Java Jolts. Let's see what the flavor says on here. Whoa. Coffee ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and coffee fudge swirled in with other natural flavors. All right, so I got a
dark chocolate's healthier for you, though.
Oh, good. Let me have a big wad of that.
Full of B vitamins.
It's like a salad when it's dark chocolate. Mm. That's what I've heard.
Basically.
All right,
get a spoonful.
I got to take a glass of water to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, oh, right.
That's good.
That is dangerously good. I used to not like coffee-flavored things, and then my palate changed as I got older. Dynamite. Absolute dynamite.
When was your first cup of coffee as a kid?
It's a good question. It was high school. I was among the friends that would go to Denny's and get cups of coffee. Oh, like, wow. I was one of those high school kids.
I remember in like middle school, I was like, "Ma, let me pour me a glass of the coffee that you made for Dad." And I was like, "I'm gonna try it." Like, 13, took a sip, and I was like, "This is awful." By senior year, I was drinking coffee like every day.
Yeah.
I was an overachiever. My parents used to have these big parties at their house for Italian families. They would rotate among the various aunts. My mother was one of 5 sisters, and they would all like once a month they would have a party. And I mean, it was a lot of people, the mothers and fathers, their kids, cousins. So you had maybe
such dynamite.
I don't know, 25 people. And the reason I bring that up is because they had, I don't know, the people still use these. It was like a big coffee urn like looking thing. It was like a giant percolator.
Yeah.
It was just gigantic. It held like 40 cups.
Percolator.
And so I would be able to stay up late for these parties because it was a big thing. And I don't know why, but like you'd think I couldn't go to sleep at like 11 o'clock at night. There would still be some coffee left in the thing. I'd get myself a nice cup of Joe and put milk in it.
Would it still
and
be
sugar?
Warm?
Oh, yeah. No,
it's still warm.
Hot. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I loved it. I never had trouble going to sleep. So I was drinking coffee from the time I was like 5, you lightweights.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, they say my
growth.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say it stunts your growth. By the way, intern cowboy, if you want to get in here and get in on this, like, by all means, if you don't mind, you know, eating after us, which I, you know.
All right.
I think.
So that was the coffee one. What are you going to
That was Java Jolt from Bluebell Ice Cream. Absolutely.
I'm taking a pint home.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
You
to
guys
want to
try mine, even though I've been eating out?
No, We got a fresh one. All right, so
well,
next
I don't need up, to taste that, because that's good.
Next up, we got Cookie Two-Step.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's 12345 is the code. Sorry. All right. Yeah, here. Get a bite.
I'm letting the public know how to get into this studio now. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. We're screwed. All right. So I want everybody. We'll rank all of them. I don't think there's going to be a bad one here.
Oh, I think there will be. I think one of them is going to be awful.
I'm fairly certain they're not. All right. Thoughts on an intern
cowboy.
He
just bangs on the door. Dude.
Truth like, yeah, this sponsorship.
Like, I get a lot of like a chocolatey taste.
Yeah. Well, no, there's chocolate in there. You're
that's right. Probably yeah. Why.
Quite astute.
And the salad
the
of chocolate.
Like coffee. Yeah, I like it.
I thought it had nice beat, easy to dance to. I gave it a 78. That is only for the listeners who are 60 and older.
Right. From that's what, American Bandstand?
American Bandstand, very good.
Nice. I'm getting a chunk of the dark chocolate.
I'm
going
to give it a 9.1. I really like that.
That's really good. That's
all
a
right,
9.
Well, what are we doing here? Let's move it along.
All right, so we got...
Yeah,
sorry.
Come on.
Cookie Two-Step. Vanilla-flavored ice cream with chocolate cream.
Huh?
Cookie Two-Step. Yeah. I think I went out with her.
Vanilla-flavored ice cream with chocolate cream-filled cookies and chocolate chip cookie dough. So it's, you know... Cookie that rhymes
I might as well
with
just go right from here to the hospital.
That name sounds like from a 50s movie. Like, nah, you don't want to mess with that girl. That's Cookie Two Step. She runs around with all the guys in town.
Yeah.
Cookie Two Step. She's quite
Say
fast.
Mugsy.
She's a little bit of a fast gal.
All right, give me cookie two-step.
Wow. Cookie dough and cookies and cream ice
goes
cream.
Goes runaround suit, then cookie two-step.
Those two. And those two get together. When those two get together, you know there's trouble coming.
Say, those girls, they're bad eggs. Oh, man. That is really good.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Here you go. Let intern cowboy get some.
This piece.
What? Are the textures mad or are they enjoying this?
No, they're mad.
Let's see. 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. All right. We're going to go full ASMR. Wait. All right. Get another bite, and I want you loudly mukbang or whatever it's called.
Text says, congratulations. You have officially transformed from a sports show to a foodie show.
Fantastic.
Okay with us.
Yeah, no, we're okay with that. Cookie two-step. Okay, here's the thing. Cookies and cream is my all-time favorite ice cream flavor.
That is pretty strong.
So that's going to get like it's. But the thing
very
is,
very rich.
It is, and that's how good the Java Jolt is.
Yeah,
it's tied with Java Jolt, and that is my favorite flavor: cookies and cream. So honestly, I'll give Java Jolt a 9.1. Cookie Two Steps a 9. Like, I didn't think that I would actually like the coffee-flavored one more than the cookies and cream-flavored one, but that's how good Java Jolt is. Next up. Well, I want to hear your guys' ratings.
I'm going to give it...
No, I wait till the end because I don't like to paint myself into a box.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I'm Picasso doing that, so I'm going to go 8.3.
I
think it was a little rich, but it is good.
It is. It is fantastic.
Mine now?
Yeah, yes. We're having the I Love Cereal one.
This is fruity cereal flavored ice cream with confetti sprinkles and coated fruity cereal pieces.
Wow, that is what the
is
texture.
What does coated mean?
Are you sure it's not coated? I'm pretty sure that's coated.
Cooted. All right, they need to fix the font, though. That A looks like cooted. An A. Come on, tell me that A doesn't look like an O. You got to really look into
no,
it.
No, it looks like an A.
No,
George Costanza is playing with the bubble boy and the moops. It says moops.
Here's the thing. That has I mean, all of them are fantastic. The Cookie Two-Step and the Java Jolt each had nice chunks in there. Very pleasant texture on those two. But the little subtle crunch of the cereal... That might be my favorite one of the bunch.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You're already eating it. Intern Cowboy. That is...
You're giving him... Here, try it out. He's halfway through the pint.
He's halfway through his pint. I'm going to go back to the cookie two-step.
I like that. 8.8. Patty cane.
An 8.8. Yeah.
Gooey.
I think when they say you have a cheat day, it doesn't give you the right to eat a whole pint of ice cream.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, you know, it's like maybe a cone of ice cream, but
or a spoonful.
You are going to finish that thing before we finish this taste test.
Because you know why? Here's the other thing, which I didn't want to get into, but it's true. The ice cream is a little better when it's gotten a little melted.
Yeah, agreed.
Softer.
Agreed. Yeah,
and
I agree
with
that.
I've been holding this so long. This is now the perfect texture.
Yeah, it's
you
soft.
You guys are still in there with pickaxes.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, these are fresh out of those coolers that they bring. All right, this is the one they brought last time. That was awesome. The gooey butter cake. Very excited to try this.
I want
to
try that.
I like
that.
How I always get first
dips. You
guys
were raving about that.
Yeah, it's good.
Taking this. Oh, yeah, this is a pickaxe.
I got to clean my palate here. I feel like Bob Ross. You know when he would do that with the brush and then beat the...
Yeah, then smacking on the
little... I did that, you know, at our house. And got blue paint all over the entire...
How has Mom only divorced you once?
Good point. All right, let me get that one. How many do we have left? Is this the last
one? The last one. I think.
This is the gooey butter.
Gooey butter cake. Gooey butter cake.
That was good.
It is really good.
8.1, though. I think I got a very, very big piece of butter cake in it.
Here you go.
It is very good, but...
Yeah?
It's very
good.
All
right, here are my rankings.
Okay, what do you got?
Bluebell ice cream. Shout them out.
Yeah,
shout out
Bluebell.
Bluebell ice cream.
All right, we got ice cream.
From some company. We know who they are.
They just walked in. We're like, hell yeah.
I was just coming back to the studio, and there's a guy at the door, two humongous coolers of Bluebell, and I was like, well, the show's going to have to wait. Let this guy in.
That's good.
Yeah, Intern Cowboy. Ready?
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
The
speaking to the microphone.
Cookies and cream one.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Cookie two-step.
Cookie two-step.
Cookies two-step is my favorite.
Okay.
I love cereal is my second favorite.
Okay.
The coffee one with
Java
the chocolate.
Java Jolt
is third, and the butter cake one is fourth. But if I were ranking them all on a scale of 10, they would all be at least nines. They're all outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I agree with that. I think I'd probably do... I love cereal number one.
Wow, that's impressive.
Java Jolt number two. Cookie two step number three. Gooey butter cake number four. But here's the thing, the gooey butter cake, I think I could eat the most of without getting sick. Because there's
wow.
Because
that's an endorsement.
No, because that's the thing. I could easily eat
Nick
all
Galvano.
Of these pints.
When I want to eat so much ice cream, I'm on the verge of throwing up. I avoid this one because this one I could eat five tubs of and I don't get sick.
The gooey butter cake is very rich, but it's got the most subtle of the flavors. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And because of that, when I go inevitably and I eat the entire pint of it, I think it might make me eligible to eat a second one.
I'm going
to
go.
Wait a minute. We need a pen because now typical of me, I always like to keep score on things. All right. So I had number one was the cookie two-step.
Yep.
And I give it, it's a 4-3-2-1 system.
Okay.
So I give it four. And then the next one was the cereal. I gave three. And then the Java, I gave two. And the butter cake, I gave one. All right, Nick, what did you like? Your favorite one was?
I love cereal one.
So that's four.
Java Jolt number two.
That's three.
Cookie two-step number three.
Two and butter cake one.
Butter cake number one.
All right, Tulio, what do you got?
Java Jolt as my favorite.
That's four.
Three as cookie two-step.
Okay.
I love cereal, then gooey butter cake.
Okay, and now Cowboy.
Cowboy.
So my favorite was gooey butter cake.
Wow, how about him going off the charts?
Second favorite was cookie two-step.
Okay.
And then I love cereal.
Okay.
And then lastly, Java Joe.
All right, let's total them up. Bailed out by a 4-point score from Cowboy, Buttercake, though, still only came in at 7, so it's going to get 4th place. 3rd place money, 4, 7, 8, 10. 4, 7, 9, 11. Oh, very close. Oh, wow, what a ball game. So Buttercake got 7. Java gets the bronze medal with 10 points.
Okay.
Cereal gets the silver medal with 11, and the champion with 12 points at the top of the table, Cookie Two-Step.
Cookie Two-Step. So how's about that?
What a ball game.
Now, I think this one's warmed up a little bit, so I'm going to get a little spoon for that.
Yeah.
How long do you think we could go? It's just us eating ice cream, slurping.
I think we've already passed that exit 10 miles back.
But we're not saying anything. It's just... that's fresh.
We have nobody in the control room.
I'm going back right now.
Good stuff, Intern Cowboy. Good stuff. Go ahead and take that with you. I'll grab another gooey cake.
That one's very good.
Oh, my God. Shout out Bluebell Ice Cream. Bluebell Ice Cream. Fantastic.
Wow, this is inspiring. You just found the 11 pounds you lost. Yeah, sadly, that may be true. Enjoy your cheat day from a guy that lost 90 pounds. God bless
Good
him.
Good for him.
That's my inspiration.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, so this is where Drew gets mad at me. I spilled it. It is everywhere.
I didn't do it, Drew.
This poor guy. He says, I just tuned in for the first time today. What's happening?
Welcome to the V-Show.
Yeah. We're eating ice cream.
Yeah. I'm serious. Can I get some paper towels? And you might want to wet a few of them.
Hey, yo.
No, because what I did was I left one of the lids out.
Oh, God.
And so then the ice cream in the lid melted. And then when I went to put the lid back on the ice cream, I dribbled the ice cream, the melted ice cream, all over the table.
Yep.
Like, it's everywhere. Oh, this is it's sticky. Oh, we are going to have ants. I regret nothing, though.
Oh, That was extraordinarily delicious.
Son of a bitch, I did it again.
What is with you? Why can't you just eat normally? I had this whole tub, and there's not a drop of ice cream
anywhere. I've got ice cream on the wires. It's on the wires.
Seriously, it's almost...
Help! Thank you.
It's almost a gift. You had four adults in here. Three of us ate ice cream. Yummy, delicious, tasty. There's not a drop of it on anything. You get it. It's on the table. How you got it on the wire? How the hell did you do that?
I got it on the microphone wire. I don't know how.
Wow.
Oh, it is absolutely everywhere. Sweet mother Moses.
The Diener show tomorrow morning is going to start off
with ants.
Why is there ice cream on the wall?
No, seriously.
What is going on?
All right. I think we've milked that, no pun intended, for all we can.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. Thank you, Bluebell ice cream.
No, Bluebell. If you've not tried Bluebell, what are you, nuts? That should be their head. Bob Alvano here from Bluebell. Have you not tried Bluebell ice cream? What are you, blanket nuts? Bob, that's not the marketing you want. No, I'm just telling you like it is.
No, they need to know.
They need to hear it from me. You've not tried. Are you out of your blanket mind? You. Yeah, I'm talking to you there, Curly. How does he know I'm done? You didn't have it, did you? What's the matter with you, you stupid?
Oh,
talk to Drew. Drew, we're really excited about our partnership with the station, but you can't have that guy as our spokesman. He's crazy.
He's way too aggressive.
He's much too aggressive. Yes, absolutely. Nick is the Jar Jar Binks of local radio.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Whoa.
How dare you?
That's not offensive at all.
Seriously.
I am... Maybe
no.
I'm...
How is that not offensive?
I love Jar Jar Binks. He's awesome.
I do too, but like, it's... Yeah, but he's...
Who is he? I mean, I know he's from Star Wars.
He's like this character, and he would talk like this, you know. Yeah, me to see it all, me enjoy all the ice creams. Like, he would talk like that.
He's a high-pitched Italian guy from Brooklyn?
No, it was a terrible Jar Jar Binks impression. Could you get, like, pull up Jar Jar Binks and get him, like, talking a little bit? But he was, like, this lovable goofball.
Well, what's the matter with that?
But he's a goofball and people hated him.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm trying to think of something that, if someone would have called me the Kenny G of local radio. Kenny G is a very accomplished musician.
Right.
And he's actually become cool. But for a while, he was like a punchline type person.
Okay.
Sort of like everyone makes fun of Nickelback or Creed, even though they're actually kind of fun. Like, everyone makes fun of them. Jar Jar Binks was like the make fun-able character.
Release the Senator.
Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and all you beautiful Gungans and droids out there across our lovely empire.
That's not him. So let Tanner do it here.
Tis a hidden city.
Oh, yeah, that was him.
It's a noble tale, but a small part of it would be Miss...
Why did nobody like him?
Clumsy. To going underwater.
I don't know. I liked him. I'm with Tanner. But people just couldn't stand him. And so to call me the Jar Jar Binks, like, I feel like that was mildly insulting. Although there's great
comparison, though. Jar Jar and Nickelback, like, I don't know why people hate Nickelback.
I like Nickelback too.
I used to think it was cool to hate him, and then I was like, all right, let's grow up, Tanner. He's good.
I know what you're doing, Dad. No.
Yeah, I just want to see the flavors.
Dad, no. You already ate one.
I know.
You're not eating another.
I want to make sure I voted properly.
Don't eat all of the cookie two-step.
Mm. It is good. Yeah, take this away. All right. Well, we're trying reset here, and we'll come back and set radio back another 20 years. So stay with us here as we roll on ESPN 680 105.7.
So damn.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So Texter says, Diener brought the big-headed producer two new shirts this morning because he has linguine stains on every shirt he's wearing. Drew will know exactly why, since there's ants and ice cream everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that true? He really brought your shirts because your shirts are stained?
No, look at my shirt. I'm working at the restaurant today, and I cannot get these marinara stains out.
Well, that happens, but that's from serving, not from eating, is it? No.
Little column A, little column B.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So I tried to... Now, I can cover this with an apron.
Sure.
But I got to bleach it. But it's my favorite shirt. And so,
because it's got snaps instead of buttons.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it's designed for, you know. I got this at Restaurant Depot. It's a service industry shirt, so you can wear it on the floor, but it's also designed for the kitchen.
One?
I know I need to, but I stained the shirt on Monday. I had a marinara incident on Monday. And so I just haven't had time to like fully clean it. I got a Tide pen. I did the best I could without bleach because I hate using bleach because I always ruin clothes with bleach. So
if you use them on white, it won't ruin anything.
Yeah, I know, but then it splashes. Like, I only like to use it as a last resort. Whereas mom, God bless her, will bleach anything.
She almost killed us.
Yeah, she made mustard gas.
Yeah, she didn't know, really. It's unbelievable.
She mixed bleach and ammonia.
Yeah.
Which is rudimentary.
Bleach and ammonia with the doors closed and we all keeling over. Like, I don't know. I don't feel so good.
Which is literal, like, mustard gas.
It was we could have had to run up on terrorism charges.
That's my mom.
No, we love her. And most, like most guys, I can't complain much because she does 90% of the housework. But so I can't say anything, but it does drive me crazy because every time she does housework, things break. Because first of all, she's pissed. So she goes and she takes the rig, she's rubbing stuff, and she's pulling shells off the wall. Hey, shells are garbage. Well, no, they're really just not designed to have a full-grown woman hang on them. So that's garbage. And you can't say, well, if you cleaned it once in a while, so then you just... So the kitchen shelves she tore down the other
She
day.
Tore down the kitchen shelves?
Yeah, while I was gone. Every time I'm away, she destroys something. I love her to pieces, but she just, that's the modus operandi.
Who destroys more things? You?
No, she does by far.
Her?
Because she,
or Cyclone?
First of all, she's convinced, like, you know, she has more clothes than the department store. She actually now is dead even with Von Maur. She has exactly the same amount of pieces as Von Maur. So the closets are overstuffed, and then she keeps jamming more in, and they call out of the wall, because that's what they do.
Because they can only
They're only designed to hold 4,000 pounds, and she puts 4,500. So then she gets mad at the closets. It's garbage. Nobody can build. So I give her credit. She brought in these contractors, and I basically told them, I said, look, you need to build these shelves as if we're storing cannonballs. Okay? That's what you need. And if they can hold, I'm good. He said, well, how many cannonballs? Like 20. Oh, wow. I said, yep. Build it so it'll hold 20 cannonballs. So now she has got clothes in there, and she can't ruin them. So,
nice.
Yeah, no, but the kitchen shelves were there when we got there. So I don't know how she did that, but I asked, how did it happen? I don't know. I was like, oh, you're just here one day, and the shelf just decided to commit carry, huh? So I don't know. Not garbagey shelves. I was like, I don't want to see. I'm learning. This is where guys are learning. So I use the radio as my outlet. So you shut up. The condo is like 30 years old. And
you've got ice cream on your glasses.
Yeah, you got ice cream on your glasses. These cabinets are the original cabinets. So you can say, they let it drop. Well, I mean, the outside, but the shelves themselves are still there. And so they're sturdy as can be.
Right.
I do not have ice cream on
my glasses. There's a speck on your glasses.
Well, anyway. So they lasted all this time, but just while I was away, for some reason, they decided to commit harry-carry. Just have had enough.
Funny how that happens.
This far has gone so far off the rails. Why, you must not listen. This is what we always do. This is how we roll. Right, Tulio?
Yeah.
Think about our show. We have 20 or so
on water.
Imaginary characters. We have 20 or so imaginary characters.
Yeah, give or take.
Which we listed one day. Oswald, the kicker. What was his name? I forgot the kicker's name.
Not Tulio, Giorgio.
Giorgio, we had Giorgio.
Kicking the ball.
We got Billy O'Dell, reads the 10-year-old kid who reads the copy.
Right.
Got Nicky the Boot. We got his compatriot who doesn't, not really name, but another Brooklyn guy when he needs another guy for the routine. So we got
Bobby Brooklyn.
We've got Reluctant Maria.
Oh, I forgot about Reluctant Maria. Yeah. And who is her?
Pierre.
Yeah, we have Pierre.
Yeah, and so we got all these characters, and we have a guy who works in the booth. Who, by the time if he works here another year, he's not going to know his own name because he doesn't know it right now. He's not completely sure.
I have to look at my birth certificate just to remember.
What did you say?
Started with all T's.
We're on water. Is that what you said?
We're treading.
No, you guys are a train on water. It makes no sense.
Oh,
but it just keeps on going. I don't know how it works.
There you go.
Train on water. I like that.
I thought you said treading water. I misheard him. So we got all that going on. We do food almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many different food contests have you now participated in? We did ice cream.
Yeah.
Candy bars.
Yeah.
What else did you do? Did we do cereal?
Are you talking about the gas bags? Anywhere. Our podcast? Our podcast, we've done burgers. We've done pizza. We've done tacos. We've done Little Debbie's. Even got some love from Little Debbie on Twitter when we did that one.
We still need to.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, yeah. We have Little Debbie's contact information.
I'm a little bit sick right now. I got to be honest.
You ate 1.5 bites of ice cream.
I ate more ice cream in the last half hour of the show than I have, and this is not an exaggeration, in the last 2 years. So, yeah. So my stomach's like, whoa, hey, oh, I thought we were done with this.
You ate 1.5 pints of ice cream.
Yeah, it was so good. Bluebell. So let's give them a shout out. If you're wondering, that's how you get involved with clients in radio. You bring them in, they find out, hey, we like you, we don't like you. And then, frankly, you try the product. So if you're going to say anything about it on the air, it's not like you're just, you know, making crap up. Like, for example, ESPN Bet is fantastic. It's the easiest one to navigate. I love it. I don't bet every day, but I bet frequently. Just lost. That's the thing. Other guys only bring up when they win. I lost on a De'Aaron Fox, 3.5. I had a parlay. I hit the first two. Number of rebounds for Steph Curry. Number of rebounds for Sabonis. And Fox had to make 3 threes, and he made 2. The over-under was 2.5. Very exciting. But so we talk about that. So now we talk about Bluebell ice cream. And we found out Bluebell is made in 3 different places. It's not made here, but they have a tremendous presence here. And they are very active in the community. And their ice cream is delicious.
Spectacular.
No, it's absolutely delicious. So we are happy to be speaking on their behalf. It was nice of them to bring some by today and give us a try and absolutely bring the show and all of Mark Pope is on SportsCenter.
Oh, he is? What's he talking about? Is there a way we can take that live?
Can you get that?
Doing it on the fly, I don't think we can. No, it's on a different TV. We can't do it.
Turn your mic on with the volume up high.
Well, we could do that.
That wouldn't work. It would pick up conversations with, like, Phil in, like, the hallway right now.
Oh, my God. He does the Patino thing.
What?
How many times Rick does that thing where his arms, where he gestures like run, he wants him to run harder.
Right.
And he does that.
Yeah. You know,
he just did it. They're showing him coaching. And he did the same thing.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Fans will love that.
You guys seen the Spider-Man meme where it's like the 3 Spider-Man pointing at each other?
Yeah, and they're all.
So there was something last night. It was, I don't know what the transfer's name is, but Arkansas, St. John's, and Kentucky are all involved, are the top 3 teams for them. And it was the Spider-Man but with Calipari, Patino, and Pope.
Yeah, I
thought
did
it
see
was
that.
Very funny.
That is very good. That is very good. Reminder, tonight, Louisville Sports Live, 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Bill. Hawks and Bulls, some NBA action. Probably be Kesty on the call of that one.
Could be
think.
Mike.
Cousins?
Yeah, he did a game last night, too. They had he had one of the games this past week. He did with Kalina Azubuike.
Tune in and find out.
It's a fun name to say.
It is a fun name to find.
What's the most fun name in sports to say?
Radek Bonk, former Ottawa Senator.
We used to have the sound effect of the...
Yeah.
The fabulous sports babe used to do the sound effect where she would hit... The listener would call and she would, you know...
Who's the fabulous sports babe?
Oh, my God. You know the fabulous sports babe?
No.
Nancy somebody or other. She was... she was a big deal. She had a show. She started in Florida. No disrespect, but she was kind of a chubby, overweight woman, very loud, very much on the cutting edge of when sports radio became let's all shout and be abrasive kind of deal. And her show became a massive hit. It was kind of like a wife beater guy, wife beater shirt guy. McAfee show. It was kind of like that. It was very, you know, crazy, energetic. And so ESPN got the rights to it, and they put it on ESPN Radio. She was one of the first shows on ESPN Radio.
Really?
Yeah. And so when I got there, a lot of her sound effects were still in the little machine, whatever that machine is called.
Yeah.
Push the button. And she had a thing where, I think it was when the person
they gave their name or something, like, you know, now is Nick. Nick, where are you from? And he'd say, like, Cleveland, Ohio. So I don't know what the premise was. Old listeners might know. And then she'd hit it, and it would go, bonk. It's like she was hitting you on the head with it.
Right.
And so whenever we had SportsCenter, back what we used to do, Jay Reynolds and I, whenever we had, I always made a point to include Radix highlight.
Right.
Because whenever it was time to say his name, I would just hit that.
Radix.
So with 10 minutes to go, the pass went to Radix.
Nice.
Yes, it was fun.
So why was she hitting people in the head?
I don't know. It was talk radio. How am I supposed to
I'm just know? Wondering. Like, I just was wondering what the joke was.
My favorite sports that, name
it's
is
a great name, though.
Willie Mo Pena.
Oh, Willie Mo Pena is
as
good.
As opposed to Willie
Let's go
Pena.
Willie Mo.
Former Red and yeah. Red Sox. And then I don't know other places. I just looked it up, though. He is. He played in Japan for like a couple years.
Oh, nice. I just remember being at, I think it was, Red. He came through the bats. And I remember being at a bats game. And this one guy might have had a beer or two. It was Dollar Beer Night. Just kept yelling, "Let's go with him, Mo!" Like every single time he did anything. Like that was his like.
It was the exact same thing at Fenway.
Yeah. I can imagine just with a Boston accent.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love it.
Fabulous Sports Babe was a semi
it's a great name
fictional
for a show.
Character who hosted various American sports broadcasts. The program was hosted by Tampa Bay resident Nancy Donnellan and became syndicated across the U.S. both on ESPN Radio and ESPN2 from 1994 to 2001. She's noteworthy for being one of the few sports broadcasters in sports radio and was one of the first female sports call-in hosts in history. She started on WEI in Boston and Cape Cod, then she went to Tampa, and then ESPN Radio picked it up in 1994, made it the first nationally syndicated weekday program.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. She also helped launch ESPN2.
Good for her.
She left ESPN in 1997 amid acrimonious network response to her autobiography, joining ABC Radio, at that time which was still independent of ESPN Radio, even though both were still owned by the Walt Disney Company. She then waged a successful battle against breast cancer. I do remember that. She returned home to Tampa, where she eventually signed on with the, at that time, relatively new Sports Fan Radio Network, which I don't think it exists anymore. She worked out of a studio in Tampa. She was one of the cornerstones in 2001, shortly before Super Bowl XXXV. She was fired due to the network's financial troubles. As a result, Sports Fan Network ceased operation. I told you I thought it went into business. I didn't realize it was that long ago. Her self-imposed hiatus lasted 4 years as she recovered from breast cancer surgery. Good for her. Then she had double knee replacement. Both byproducts of her obesity. At that time, the 5'2" Donnellan weighed over 300 pounds. Yeah, I told
Whoa.
You she was a big girl. But Donnellan would later lose over half her body weight. Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah. She made enough money from her time at ESPN and her book advance to not have to work for several years. She returned to radio in 2006, making special guest appearances on Tampa Bay and various shows there. During her on-air appearances, the Babe returned to form, kept the conversations focused on sports, deferred any questions about her personal life by saying, "I'm just hanging out, recovering from cancer." Let's see. She then, I'm trying to see where the hammer thing came, if it says anything about that. She guest hosted on some places. She suffered a stroke in 2012, but very small one, eventually recovered with no lingering side effects. But the stroke did cost her a position on WHBO. The radio's a tough racket. I mean, Tony Bruno's about as successful as a guy as there is, and he's worked for everybody in the country. Mm. Everybody in the country. And part of it's his doing. He's a bit fiery.
Much?
Yeah. But she went, and then she became the overnight host at WHFS. The sports station, somebody doesn't say what market it is. WHSF then canceled all their programs.
Jeez.
Let's see. The website returned to blog-style format. She stopped updating it in 2014. She has a Twitter account sporadically. In 2018, she was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. She made a point of keeping her on-air persona of the fabulous sports babe and her real life wholly separate. Unlike me, who makes every personal tiny little thing in my life. Hey, I caught a bug in the bedroom last night. Let me tell you about it.
She's in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yep. She currently resides in St. Petersburg, Florida. Season ticket holder for the Tampa Bay Rays. She wrote her book. It's called The Babe in Boyland, in which she discussed men, women, football, goalie strikes, and clueless sports executives. But I don't know what the hammer symbolized. I just know she would use it during her show. I don't know what it was for.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to know who the 2023 inductees of the Radio Hall of Fame are?
I already know. I saw them. This is our guy in North Carolina, right? Yeah, he does.
No. That's NSMA, National Sports Media.
Oh, this is the radio.
This is the Radio Hall.
Oh, I have no idea.
John DiBella from WMGK.
WMGK, yeah,
FM
yeah.
in Philadelphia.
Making little taglines up.
Jerry House from WSIX FM in
WSIX. It's the 66666.
Not gonna lie, when you did the first one, I thought you actually knew what it was.
That was the old WMCA theme from New York when I grew up. WMCA, yeah, yeah.
Pat St. John.
Oh, he's from New York, WNEW FM. Rock DJ, legendary in New York.
60s Gold on Sirius XM.
Yeah, well, he was also from New York. Sorry.
Bob Rivers, The Bob Rivers Show.
No idea.
He looks like a Bob Rivers.
Okay.
Shadow Stevens.
Oh, Shadow Stevens. LA-based, I think. And I'm fairly certain. Didn't he take over Casey's Top 40 after Casey gave it up? Wasn't she?
I think so, yeah. It says American Top 40.
American Top 40.
KMET-FM.
Yep.
KROQ.
Okay.
FM. KHJAM.
Right.
Nina Totenberg.
Don't know who that is.
Just guess based on the name. What radio group do you think
Nina
she's with?
Nina Totenberg. Funny story about Nina Totenberg. She used to do a show on radio and was very good. A lot of people expect her to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
She was.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Nina Totenberg sounds like somebody who's on NPR, and she is on NPR.
Okay.
It's a great NPR name, Nina Totenberg. Deborah Parenti, how you doing? Publisher for Radio Inc.
Okay.
And Charles Warfield, he's an executive.
He got to the thing and tried to fire all the other guys. He tried to get up and fire all the other inductees. He walked up to all of them and said, "I'm sorry, we're changing formats. Sorry, we're changing the clock. What are you talking about? No, you're out. Move, clear your stuff out. What are you doing, Charles? You're not working anymore." You say, "Sam, you're all out." I'm going to be able to run this banquet for half what we've been running.
You've been doing radio forever.
Sure.
How do you get into the Radio Hall of Fame?
You make a left at the Plumbers Hall of Fame.
No,
at
seriously.
At the end of the hall.
I wonder, how do you get inducted?
I don't know. There's some sort of committee, like all those things. It's a committee, and they vote. They
yeah,
get
so
together.
Whose palm do we got to grease?
I'm fairly certain that I don't have to worry about that. What was I going to say about the various halls of fame? Yeah. Oh, we were alluding to the one in North Carolina, which is the Sportscasters Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I saw who the inductees are for this year, and I cannot remember.
The NSMA.
Yeah.
National Sports Media Association. I believe that's it.
Well, you might be making that up.
No, I think it's NSMA.
Dave.
Not ASMR.
What's his name again?
Dave.
Gorin.
Gorin, yeah.
Nice man.
Very nice man. National Sports Media Association. Yeah. NSMA, yeah.
Oh.
National Awards for 20. Oh, they haven't updated it.
Yeah, they did. I went to see, typed in Dave Gorin, and I wrote.
Dave Grohl?
I typed in Dove Gotten.
Dove Gotten.
So needless to say, he didn't come up. Dave Gorin. Let's see.
Michaela Schifrin was named the March 2024 Hickok Belt Award winner. I don't know what that award is, but that's cool. I like Michaela Schifrin. She's good at skiing.
I'm trying to find out who the inductees are this year. That's kicking the shorts here. Why do we not know that? Well, I don't know. Well, it's not worth it. Now we're doing dead air. But they announced it earlier. I know they did. So, because they give one for every state.
Yeah, right. But you're also you're talking about the national.
But then they also have a national.
Yeah, right. Writer and personality. And then I think there's like a lifetime achievement. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what that was. All right. We ate ice cream for the last hour.
It was a good day. It was a great day.
Needs to be the Valvano Network. 24 hours of the Valvano family, sports guesting, travels, Nick's food adventures, Mama Valvano tearing things off the wall.